I don't have to agree with her. And Nikki, I'll be at peace with the same. So that means I'm for good now. Because he doesn't say it looks good, he must be in pretty bad shape. And Uncle Jerry is still has a problem, as he said. So I guess he's still. But she just called maybe to find out how you were. She was hoping to have an Easter. And she hadn't gotten my card yet. I'm sorry to get her ready for my card. Speaking of the cards, Rosie had sent me this darling one. This little Chinese guy on the front of the suit is my number one friend. So I got him so good. And she didn't even remember last week when we were all together at her place. Telling me he had cards last night. It's really something. She wrote a few. And on the inside she wrote, I hope you have a nice Easter. It isn't too bad that Daddy put you in here. I still hope you have a nice Easter. I know you will have a nice Easter. That's quite original. But she worked real hard on it. She called it to set it out this week. The boys are taking their cards and stuff. Tom, like I said in his letter, he was very happy that he was in the choir. That's something else to say to Daddy? What? Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hi.
Oh, another big kid. But I see not going to have one with eight soap when you get home. Are you? You don't know Daddy? You don't know Daddy, do you?
He kisses your picture still.
That picture's going to be all over the house. But, hey, what are we doing?
Oh, that's good.
Can I talk to Daddy now?
Okay.
Are you going to go to sleep pretty soon?
He doesn't like to go to sleep anymore, do you?
We have a little trouble, don't we? But once you get in that bed, she just clunks off and she does real good. But if you're putting her down, she does the same. She's glad to hear her. Do you? She's shaking her head. So, and I'm looking around, like I told you, for a bike for Kelly. I finally ordered one. I guess they did send back the letter from Uncle Vernon and Mother Lewis. So, needless to say, Kelly is fine, real hard. To keep her mouth shut, mainly. She has a little trouble that way. And I get so darn mad at her, but when I look back and think of my own days, I had the same problem. So I really can't get too mad at her, but she doesn't know that.
Well, we're having a little birthday party for Shannon's mom, not today.
We're having John and Jill from next door. We're having a little Susie down from upstairs. We're going to have a little Easter break here.
They're cool.
Oh, you miss her?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, listen, you didn't get her ready yet. What did the big bear say? The bear. What's the bear say?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does the birdie say?
Oh.
And another kiss.
And another kiss.
Jill, Daddy, what did the baby say?
What did the doggy say?
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Wow, wow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else do you know?
Nothing.
You want to stay up? You don't want to go to bed, do you? But it's your nap time. You have to go to sleep right now. He goes to Sean every night to say, to grab the whole room where you're going. You know, you know. Real favorite, don't you?
Yeah.
But he doesn't, does he? Last night he told me dirty Chris and he just did the
baby.
Yeah. Is Sean a good babysitter?
Yeah.
While we were at church, Sean gets Shannon all dressed up for a pretty baby. Well, Mary, I'm about running out of tape. This is a short one, but I just wanted to hear Shannon on her second birthday. She's still my little dog. Take over the kids. I walk out for those 20 nurses. And they have a good family. It's the same thing.